I don't know if it was announced to you what our schedule is for these 2 hours, for this afternoon. Was it? Yeah? No? But we have a different schedule. Of course, as you know, you had your test, and we have three more special things lined up before our dinner break. Firstly, we would like to have a little fellowship and a time of testimonies regarding what we call the full-time training, in Anaheim, California. After that, we're going to have a brief fellowship concerning the Lord's move in Europe, and specifically what the Lord is doing in Germany, and most specifically for how you can participate in that. And then the third thing is that we will have a time of prayer. We'll have a time of prayer. We'll have some prayer meetings in some kind of smaller groups, I understand.
Yes.
Right, some kind of smaller groups, but not too small. Not too small, maybe about 30 people to pray for the Lord's move and for actually the Lord, for yourselves, and how the Lord would move and use you on your campuses. You know, in the book of Acts, chapter 19, I don't know if you're familiar with this. This is the account where Paul is in Ephesus. Paul is in Ephesus. And I want to read to you just one or two verses here. Two verses. And he entered into, this is verses 8 and 9, and also 10, three verses. And he entered into the synagogue and spoke boldly for 3 months, reasoning and persuading them in the things concerning the kingdom of God. This was Paul's custom, to go and place to place. And he would go to the synagogue to speak the word, to find the seekers among God's people, because they even though it was the synagogues, because it was synagogues, then there were people there who loved God, loved the word, and he wanted to show them that Christ was the reality of all those things. So he went there to find seekers. So this was in the synagogues, and that was his custom. Okay. But, 9, but when some were hardened and would not be persuaded, speaking evil of the way, with a capital W, they started to call Paul and the church the way. Maybe they were themselves talking about, Jesus said, I am the way. I don't know. But they call them the way, but in a kind of a derogatory way. Before the multitude, he withdrew from them and separated the disciples. That means he wasn't going to synagogues. Reasoning daily in the school of Tyrannus. And this took place for 2 years, so that all those dwelling in Asia heard the word of the Lord, both Jews and Greeks. So he found a place, this school. He found this school. And he used that place, as a kind of a place where the word could go out to the disciples. You know, the disciples, the word disciple has a very specific meaning in the Bible. It means follower. Follower. Christ. They were Christ's followers. And they were being discipled, learned in the ways, in the way. And so following this kind of pattern in the Lord's recovery, to have a place where the word can go out and people can be discipled. In the Lord's recovery, for the last 90 years, under the leadership of our dear brothers, Brother Watchman Nee, and also Brother Witness Lee, these brothers paid a lot of attention to training young people in the Word, especially. Train young people in the Word. And any seekers who wanted to study the Word and be trained in the things of the Lord paid a lot of attention to this, and especially for the training of young people. And so this has had different manifestations and at different times. But in 1988, a training was started here in the United States. Firstly, it was in Texas. And in 89, it was moved to California. And in 1989, I think, wasn't Juan Fuentes part of the very first? In Texas, in the very first training from Connecticut. Many of you know Brother Juan. He was there. And but anyway, from 1989, it's been in Anaheim, California. And I think some of our saints who passed through, because we understand what it is, but then how to explain it to other people, sometimes we have a hard time in doing that. So I know very often they call it a Bible school. And it looks like a kind of Bible school, but actually Brother Lee never called it a Bible school, and he didn't really appreciate it being called a Bible school. But it is a place where some of the Lord's seekers can dedicate 2 years to be trained, especially in four things. In the Word of God, actually we say the truth, in the experiences of life, in service, which includes the gospel, and how to serve the Lord. And this service is based on the truth and the life that you learn, the life experiences. And then finally, character. Because actually, our character affects quite much our learning of the truth, our experiences of life, and a great part, it affects our service to others. So, in these four things. And so, over all these years, we have more than 3,000, I think, more than 3,000 graduates of this full-time training in Anaheim, and more than 4,000 have attended at least one term of the training. How about, how many, if you've been at least one term of the training, could you stand up through graduates? How many do we have here among us? Oh, yeah, even here, okay, you know, these saints here, but then there's a big number over there in the cafeteria. Thank you, brothers. Thank you, saints. Thank you, saints. And we thought it would be good for you to hear a few testimonies from some of these brothers and sisters. What was their experience? Either how the Lord led them to the training, or some experience in the training, or some experiences after the training. How the training affected them in their life. Because the goal of this training, unlike like a Bible school, is not to produce preachers, right? To produce pastors. The goal of this training is to produce the living, normal, functioning members in the body of Christ. And now, some of these, some who have graduated, the Lord has led them to serve the Lord with full time. And actually, quite a number have given a year or two to do that, but the vast majority have not. The vast majority actually just go to grad school, go to work, just life. And they go back to their localities, get married, and okay. But the thought is, how does this training impact these brothers and sisters as they go on? And the view that our brother had was that this would impact the society. As you go and you're working, or you're a stay-at-home mom in the community, but you're a different kind of stay-at-home mom when you've been through 2 years of the training. And anyway, so we'd like to give the time to these brothers and sisters. Why don't you all come up together? Okay, why don't you all come up together? And anyway, we'd like you to enjoy their testimonies. And I'll just say a little word at the end after they're all done. So let's support our saints. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Okay. The testimonies won't be long. I'm limiting them to 3 minutes each. So, yeah, why don't you use the microphone? It'd be just easier. Yeah. Okay. So please introduce yourselves and tell us where you are, you know, now and so on. And make sure your tags show your name.
Good.
Amen.
Okay.
Thanks.
Hi, so my name is Ethan Leach. I'm from Newington, Connecticut. And let's see. So I actually met the saints on the campus. I grew up in a Christian home. I received the Lord when I was 13. But then in high school, I just forgot about the Lord. And then I went to college. The Lord led me to this Bible study on the campus. And I met Falon and Brother Bill and Juan Fuentes and some of the other saints that you may know. And as I went through, I got to know Falon. He went to this Bible school, and then it was called the full-time training, and it was in California. I'd never been to California. And so I had this idea of what this full-time training thing was. So after being in the club and in the church life for about a year and a half, and having met some saints in different parts of the world in my study abroad, I came back and I started asking some brothers, what is this thing called a full-time training? So then some period of time, fellowship with them, and okay, so then they just encouraged me to go short-term. You know, there's this opportunity to go and visit the full-time training in Anaheim for a short period of time to see what is this place. So I went for 1 week in May of my senior year, and I had one more semester after that. But after I went in short-term for 1 week in the training there, I had an awesome time. It was great. I got to be with the brothers. We prayed. We read the Word. I was in the classes. I don't remember much, but it was just, the atmosphere was awesome. I mean, I was still a college student. I was still learning how to exercise my spirit, pay attention for an hour and a half, take notes, all these things. But that whole week was just, it was glorious. It was awesome. But then the brothers were asking me in the house that I was staying in, are you going to come to the training? I said, I don't know. Because I had an internship in Tampa, Florida with Verizon Wireless, and I was really looking forward to it. My dad was going to let me borrow his car. I had my own apartment. I had a job. I got to go to the gym every morning before work. I could work out, and then I could come home, and I could just do whatever I wanted to. But, Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord. In that experience, I went to the prayer meeting for the first time. I would go every week to the prayer meeting, the church in Tampa. I would go to the home meetings, and I would be at the Lord's table. I would be with the brothers on Saturday morning, practical services. But still, it was like, I don't know if I'm going to go to the training. I think I'm just going to work. But then I went, I had the opportunity to be full-time in the video training there in Tampa. And during that video training, the Lord dealt with me in certain ways. And then at the end of it, I don't know what it was, but Brother Ron was sharing, and this was on the Minor Prophets. And still, I was at the point, I didn't remember what he said. But the Lord spoke in my spirit, I want to be in the full-time training. But it was still inward. So I was just like, okay, I want to go to the training. But I didn't tell anybody. I didn't say this to anybody. So then that next week, my boss, Susie, she asked me, Ethan, what are you going to do after you graduate in December? And out of my mouth comes, I'm going to go to Anaheim for a Bible school for 2 years. She's like, okay, just keep in touch. Anyway, so that was my experience. So then at that point, I made the decision, I'm gonna go to the training. So anyways, I wasn't a church kid. I didn't grow up in the church life. But the Lord was just faithful to keep speaking to me and to lead me. So that's kind of my experience of being led by the Lord to go to the training.
Hello. So my name is Gladys Hell, and I am from the church in Storrs, Connecticut. So I just finished my first year in the training. And the way that the Lord put the training in my heart, I was actually at a college conference my junior year of college. And I had met some serving ones. And in our conversation, they were just so mysterious to me. I'm like, who are these people? They're not in college. They're not working. What are they doing with their lives? So that just kind of was the seed. I'm like, wow, what is it that they are willing to give themselves to the Lord? So that feeling, I brought it to the Lord. I was like, Lord, I've been enjoying this conference, and I want to be someone who follows you. So I just opened up this mysterious Bible school to you because I was new. I was just starting to meet. And I wasn't very clear what the training was. So with time, a few months, then the brothers in Storrs brought it up. And I went just like Ethan, and I short-termed, and I enjoyed my time there. But at the same time, I was in the Word, and there were two verses that spoke to me. Ephesians 5:16, redeeming the time, and Philippians 2:21, but all seek their own things, but the things of Christ. So I was just very convicted by that word, that I should be one who seeks the Lord and redeems the time. So in this whole year, I would say that the training is a great place to continue on what you started here this week. It's just the proper environment to learn to exercise your spirit. You don't have to be anyone that is amazing, because I'm not amazing. None of us are. You know, you just have to have a heart to seek the Lord and to want to gain the Lord. And as we have been seeing this week, the Lord needs some that know, see, and gain God. And in this place, I've noticed that my spirit has become a little stronger, and I have a taste for the word, and I have a desire to speak to people about the Lord. So I just want to encourage all of you to consider this, not as something mandatory, but just to be open to this opportunity. And if you're a new one, just, I was new too, so you're also welcome to go.
Sorry. Spent a year with Brother Ken in Boston. So I'm serving full time on the campus now. I've been serving for a year and a half. I went 2 years in Anaheim after I graduated, and then I went to Boston right after that. And from Boston, I went back to Newington where I was gained, and now I'm serving with Falon and Brother Juan on the campus.
My name is Esther Hung, and I finished the training. In my turn. Oh, okay.
What do you do?
I'm still in the training. I just transferred for C.
Good. Okay, my name's Joe Zoe. I'm from Piscataway, New Jersey. Amen. Okay, so I guess this is a little testimony of how I just graduated from the training. I guess the verse that really encapsulates what I'm trying to say is Romans 9:16. Let's recite it all together. So then, it is not of him who wills, nor of him who runs, but of God who shows mercy. So how I got to the training was I grew up in the church life, always knew about the training, didn't really know what it was. It's kind of mysterious. And you know, you see people go for 2 years and they come back and then, or they don't come back anyways. It's like, I don't know what it is. I was studying medicine, pre-med in college, and wasn't really considering the training. I had a definite experience. I felt called, okay, the Lord's calling me to go into medicine. And then so my senior year, the plan was to go straight into medical school. So I applied. The Lord is sovereign. He opened it, and I got waitlisted. While being waitlisted, I started to realize, oh man, I need a backup plan. And actually, it was no definite, you know, outward dynamic experience of the Lord's, like, you need to go to the training. But it was really quiet, fine, gentle dispensing. I think it was, I almost forgot about him until actually, you know, I was kind of considering, yeah, how did I end up in the training? But really, like every night, I would just, Lord, I don't know what I'm going to do. What if I don't get into school? You know? And he's like, what about the training? And then, you know, through these quiet conversations, eventually, I don't know, just something within me, it just, my heart just, amen, Lord, I'm set. Let's go to the training. So in the 2 years, kind of what happened in these 2 years, so a little bit of what I'm doing, I'm going to be studying medical school in Newark, starting in less than a month. But really what changed for me the most in the training is kind of my view. I think that, like what Gladysol said, the training is the best place really to receive a vision. And I was considering, why is there like the environment such? And I think it's really a matter of the diet. You know, whether you go to the training or not, it doesn't matter, you know. But what the training does provide is an environment where you're fed with the ministry that opens up the Bible, amen, that opens up God's economy. And then you start to realize, anyway, so my perspective changed. I knew the Lord's will for me was to go to, thank you, I'm out of time, was to go into medicine. But I didn't know his way or his timing. And really, anyways, in the training I just received something where it became so clear and I settled it in my being that I'm going into this field where it makes the people who are in it, the doctors, servants of medicine. And anyways, I just settled it in my being in the training. Lord, I'm saved. You saved me. You called me to serve you. Amen. I mean, that's why we're all here. Yeah. right? Regardless what we do, we're living to the Lord. We are the Lord's. We belong to the Lord. So everything we do to the Lord. Anyways, I'm very clear. So it was really some sovereign of the Lord to bring me to the training for 2 years. I actually was planning to go for one, but the Lord opened the door for me to go for 2 years. Anyways, praise the Lord. We're full-time training, I guess my testimony is 2 years of it's infusion time.
Amen. Amen.
One more time.
Okay. My name is Esther Hung. I graduated the training a year ago. I was in Boston with Ethan, and I've been working for a year. And I think what I got from the training is I just learned to be a human. You know, like Brother Ricky was sharing, that the goal of the training is to just to produce normal functioning members, right? And I grew up as a church kid. I was in all the summer school of truth, got all the perfect verses, right? That award. But I would say that I thought I was better than other people, you know? Like I knew the verses, I knew the verses, I knew I could say what God's economy is, you know, in a statement. But in my experience, you know, I couldn't say I experienced it, you know. And in the training, the Lord showed me the Pharisee is a sinner, right? The Pharisee is a sinner. Can you say that in your, do you have the feeling that you're better than other people, you know? My gospel partner, she's like, I just feel like the hugest sinner, you know, so that it's just like me and her, and it's just like, there's a much blending, you know, much balancing. I think that's what the training does. It balances you. I was one way, she was the other way, and it just brings you a little bit, you just become a little bit more the Lord, right? And I think that's been my experience. We're just being balanced. And even still, I don't think any of us have the realization that we've overcome. I think, you know, you gain a lot in the training, and I'm still learning to apply what I've learned. And I think just one experience that really impressed me was actually in the last summer school truth, and I was serving the juniors, and one sister was watching K-dramas. And I was like, okay, yeah, I like Spanish dramas. She was like, cool. And I was like, yeah. And I just, you know, she continued to watch. And she had to leave early, and her response was, thank you for not judging me, you know, right? Like, when you see someone sinning, is your response to judge them? You shouldn't be doing that, or your skirt's too short, or your pants are too tight, or is your response, wow, I probably would dress like that too. Like, I actually want to dress like that, you know? And I think that's what the training has been doing for me. It's just been making me a person, right? Because the Lord is a real person. How could the Lord meet the adulterous woman in her situation? She met her where she was at. He didn't judge her.
Yeah.
He didn't condemn her,
right?
But he just ministered life to her.
Amen.
So that's been my experience. I'm still learning to minister life in my work. I don't know, but I'm just learning to contact the Lord.
Amen.
And I think that's what we're all learning. We're just endeavoring, right, to enjoy the Lord.
Amen.
Just to go on this Christian life together.
Amen.
You know, I personally know now hundreds of young people who have passed through this training, and I very much appreciate these four experiences. And what I've come to see is that, you know, there is a curriculum there. There are classes in the mornings. You have two classes. There's practical, you know, service in the afternoons. Some go out to campuses and learn to preach the gospel. Some take care of young people. Some go to preach the gospel in the community. Some serve with children. And there's these kind of options for you to be on a gospel team and also to learn coordination. Esther talked about her gospel partner. And there's corporate living. Of course, there's dormitory housing, you know, and so on. And so there is a schedule that everyone passes through the same schedule, but everyone goes through their personal training. And it's some experiences that the Lord has chosen for that person. They all receive the training designed by the Lord for them. I have three children. Now, they're all grown up. They're in their late 20s and 30s. And two of them, actually, when they were very young, decided they're not going to the training. And one of them had her heart set on it for her, like, her whole life. And the Lord led all of them there. And my son, many of you know my son, he was the one that I remember the first time. I never talked to them at all about the training. And I remember one time we were at a family event and my daughter asked my son, Isaac, you going to the training? He was graduating. And his response was like that, scoffing. Like, are you kidding me? But anyway, the Lord led him there for one term. That was it, one term. It was, oh, sure, go ahead. And then a second term, then a third term. So he's graduated, then he's been serving the Lord for 8 years. And but that's the Lord's journey for him. Actually, right now, he's looking for a job. The Lord's leading him to seek employment and even maybe to migrate and so on. So anyway, the Lord has his way. We'd like to encourage you, everyone, pray. Just pray concerning this. This is available to you. You know, we have at least 14 such facilities all over the globe. In London, in Moscow, in Mexico, in Tokyo, in South America, in Korea, Indonesia, anyway, India. So pray concerning this. Just pray concerning this. See how the Lord would lead you. And if you would like more fellowship and to know more, please seek out these saints and have more. We still have time together. Seek out these saints or some who are serving you in your groups. Okay, we'll turn the fellowship now to Europe, Germany.